here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of Mary Robeson, born in Washington, D.C., 1949, novelist, short story writer, grew up in Ohio, five brothers, two sisters, ran away from home twice, once going to Florida to look for Jack Kerouac. She always wanted to be a writer. She wrote a short story called Sisters. The New Yorker published it in 1977, and within a few years, Mary Robeson began to be lumped in with writers like Raymond Carver and Amy Hempel. Came out with a few collections in the 80s, An Amateur's Guide to the Night, Believe Them, and then in the 90s was struck with a terrible case of writer's block. For about 10 years, didn't publish much of anything. And then she started driving around in her car with a tape recorder and just saying things whenever anything came in her head, and then going home and writing them down on note cards. The result was her book, Why Did I Ever?, a very short novel, told in 536 very short chapters. It's the birthday of historian Taylor Branch, born in Atlanta, 1947. Family ran a chain of laundromats and bowling alleys. He grew up with no interest in politics until he saw the famous photographs of police dogs attacking civil rights protesters in Birmingham. He said, "It penetrated my little world of high school sports and chasing girls." And he started to learn about the civil rights movement and Martin Luther King Jr. And it's the birthday of the novelist An Chi Minh, born in Shanghai, 1957. Her father taught astronomy, and under the Maoist regime, they were suspected of being bourgeois intellectuals. And when she was 17, An Chi Minh was sent to a labor camp called Red Fire Farm, where she could experience being a peasant. It was terrible, backbreaking work and a very hard life. One of her co-workers, a woman, was caught with a lover. He was executed. She went insane and killed herself. An Chi Minh was discovered there on the farm by Mao Zedong's wife, Chang Qing, who thought she looked the perfect part to play a peasant in a new movie. But then Mao died, and his wife, Chang Qing, was suddenly out of favor. An Chi Minh had a friend who helped get her to this country, though she didn't know any English, but she watched Sesame Street and Oprah Winfrey and Mr. Rogers and learned. Wrote a memoir about her experiences in China, a book called Red Azalea, a bestseller in 1994, and six novels, including Becoming Madame Mao and The Last Empress, her most recent book about the novelist Pearl Buck, Pearl of China. Here's a poem for today by Joshua Mehigan, entitled The Story of the Week. Experience was nothing that day. That day was Sunday. It was impossible to transcend the Western tradition of Sunday. But he did not demand a better world. This he left to the moon, the moon's day, Monday. Saturday, he was maudlin and may have been in love. Friday, he got phone calls, but wasn't there to answer. Wherever he was not falling in love. Thursday was bunk, the sack of his heart emptied. Wednesday was symmetry, a thimbleful of nothing. What seemed most decisive, redemptive, was Tuesday. Suffering really meant something to him then. Monday, last Monday, he felt sure he'd found the catch in the course of circular motion. Sunday, he did not demand a better world. The Story of the Week, a poem by Joshua Mehigan from his collection The Optimist, published by Ohio University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.